بسم الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومولى رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm sorry about the delay here folks in the beginning, but we're going to get started right now inshallah ta'ala. بإذن الله تعالى. And what we're going to do is we're going to start. We have three main objectives for today. Let me share my screen here, right there. Okay. We're going to cover, inshallah, today, the review of conjugation. Review of conjugation means we're going to do that table again, inshallah, to make sure that we understand how to conjugate, which is to attach the pronoun for the fi'l to the fi'l, inshallah. Okay, we'll be doing that bi'idhnillahi ta'ala today for these two fi'ls. We'll be doing more of that inshallah ta'ala for our in our tutorial. Then we'll cover jumla fi'liya. Jumlatul fi'liya is a very important concept, inshallah it will be very beneficial. And lastly, we're going to talk about types of fa'il in jumla fi'liya. Now let me get this conjugation table here. All right, and I'm going to copy this and paste it here, inshallah. And perhaps zoom out because this is a little too big, huh? Okay, now I think the whole thing, nope, not yet. Maybe now. All right, so it doesn't seem to fit. What is happening? All right, there it finally fits, alhamdulillah. what we're going to do is we are going to do this for the word khalaqa, khalaqa, and we're going to do this for the word sa'ala. What does the word khalaqa mean? The word khalaqa means he created, and sa'ala means he asked. Okay, sa'ala means he asked, khalaqa means he created. All right, I am going to give you all a few moments to ponder this and figure this out, inshallah, as we get cracking here. What I would like to do is, when you are done writing out from he to they feminine, right? So the first six here, I want you to please type that and send that to me in the chat box, and send it to me as a private chat so that others are don't feel like they're being like they're getting it wrong or something. Do it as a private chat, and then we'll take it up and we'll do it like in two parts, first six and the next one, inshallah. Okay. This is something we've done before as well. We did this before when we were doing the tutorial. So that is something we'll do, inshallah. All right. So let's go ahead with that. Let's take a few moments. Please type it. The moment you're done, you can send it to me. Right. Oh no, we're still doing we're doing a khalaqa still, brother Danish, but that's good. You did the other one as well. Ahsanti, sister Maryam. No problem, brother Anish. No problem at all. Excellent, Uncle Adi. Jazakallah khair. Brother Salim. Very good. I think you missed, though, the you feminine, huh? You feminine. No, Agali, you're good, mashallah. Excellent, no problem. Barakallahu feekum. Mr. Mahdiya, Zaklah Khair, very nice. All right, I'm going to start taking it up because most people are typing this. Now, next one is what? Oops. Khalaqta. You created. Both of you created. Khalaqtuma. You all created. Khalaqtum. Very good. You female created. Khalaqti. Excellent. You all female created. Khalaqtunna. Khalaqtunna. I created. Khalaqtu. And we created. Khalaqna. Right? Very good. Ahsantum. Ahsantum. Very well done, you all. Jazakumullahu khair. This, by the way, is like the, you know, what we just did right now. This is like the biggest advantage of online study. I know I've said this many times, but wallahi, I can't emphasize soon enough how much it is. Because when I'm teaching in person, you know, it is so difficult to get a real-time assessment of a student's learning. It is next to impossible, actually, to get a correct picture. But here, I can, it's not just like a guess, it is a very, very solid, way to see how people are doing, provide real-time feedback, and especially for people to be able to ask questions if they're like struggling. Okay, so it's really awesome, alhamdulillah. I'm really, really thankful that you all are participating in this. Jazakumullahu khairan. All right, next up, sa'ala. Sa'ala means he asked, right? Sa'ala means he asked. From that is the word su'al. Excuse me, su'al is a question. Or mas'ala, also a word for a question. And then you have the word mas'ul. Mas'ul. From sa'ala, the acted upon. Mas'ul is the one who is questioned. Also, mas'ul is used to describe somebody who is responsible, right? Somebody who is in charge. If you're responsible for something, you are the one questioned about that thing. Right? And the Prophet once said in the hadith of Jibreel, "Mal mas'ulu anhu a'lama min as-sa'il." The questioned does not know better than the questioner, when Jibreel asked him about the signs of the Day of Judgment. Okay? So that's sa'ala for you in a very quick, brief way. Now, let's try again. Let's take a few moments to do from sa'ala all the way to they feminine asked. All right. Oh, mashallah. This is brother Farhan. Oh, no, brother Danish. Sorry. Ahsant. Well done. Jazakallahu khairan. Danish, very, very good. Sa'alata. Sa'alata. And then you have sa'alna. No, there's a ta goes there. Sa'al ta sa'al. Oh, very good. Sa'ala. Good, mashallah, very nice. Sister Adima, well done. Sister Maryam, well done. Sa'ala, excellent. Sister Halima, Sister Mahdiya, Sa'ala, Sa'alu, Sa'alta, no, Sister Mahdiya, Sa'alna, mashallah, very nice. No problem, Sister Mahdiya, it's all good. Sa'alna, good. Sa'alu, mashallah, amazing, well done. Welcome back, Brother Farhan. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, inshallah. That's the way to say welcome back. Ahlan means family. You're like family. Sahlan, may Allah make it easy for you. Wa marhaban, may Allah welcome and welcome be to you. All right. Very good, mashallah. Sa'ala, sa'ala, sa'alu, sa'alat, sa'alata, sa'ala. Excellent, excellent, mashallah. Everyone's doing a great job. Let's pick it up here. Sa'ala. They both asked. Then you have sa'alu. They asked. Sa'alat. She asked. Sa'alata. They both female asked. Sa'alna. Sa'alna. They asked. All right. Let's do the rest together. From you. Okay. You asked. How does it go? You asked is sa'al. Sa'alta. Very good. Sa'alta. MashaAllah, Sister Madia, and some of you have already sent the rest of it as well. But if you want to participate now, just one by one, that's also good. Bi'inillah. All right. Very good. I see all this sa'ala, and I'm thinking I'm reading salsa. Okay. That's what I'm like listening. I'm like salsa, salsa, salsa. Yeah, I think so. Where do we have some chips or something? All right. Sa'alta. You both asked. You both asked. Sa'altuma. Sa'altuma. Now if you want to share the answer with everybody, alhamdulillah, this is good. No problem. If you want to send privately, also no problem. Sa'altuma. Excellent. Ahsantum. You all asked. That will be sa'altum. Sa'altum. Very good. Sa'altum. Then I have you female. Sa'alti. you female asked. Oh man, I'm not gonna comment on that, Vasadeem. You all female asked. Yes. Sa'altunna. All right. Alhamdulillah. And I asked. I asked is sa'altu. And finally, we asked sa'alna. All right, no comments, Basadeem. No comments on what you're commenting on. Okay, alhamdulillah. Excellent. Jazakumullah khairan. Everybody did a really, really great job there. Barakallahu feekum for participating. Now, here's the thing also to keep in mind here. I had mentioned to you the in this table, these ones are quite frequent. This is quite frequent. This is quite frequent. I'm also going to mention a few others that are frequently occurring in the Quran. You, right? You being, alimta or khalaqta or sa'alta, that comes quite frequently in the Quran. You all come quite frequently in the Quran. Okay, you all. So that is another higher frequency pronoun. Sa'altu is frequent. It comes, sa'altu, or the pronoun I, the actor tu is fairly frequent. And the actor na is probably the most frequent. Okay, so the ones that are infrequent, not that they're not important, but they're infrequent, I'm going to highlight them in gray here. Okay, and highlighting them in gray is to show that if you are able to get the ones that are in white here, that is something that's good. Alhamdulillah, that is a large majority of the fi'l in the Quran will be covered. And if I ask you, for example, how do you say they knew, I'm going to ask you mostly from these ones, okay, the ones that are white in this table, because they are higher frequency. Okay, and again, I'm sure you notice again that R2 has a sukoon. RT has a sukoon from khalaqna onwards, right? I will write this for sure. The gray boxes are lesser, less frequent in the Quran. I'm talking about the pronoun slash actor. Whereas the white boxes are more frequent. All right, so that is that, and inshallah ta'ala, that will help you. And then when we're practicing, our focus will be on practicing the ones that are higher frequency, so our learning is applied better to the Quran. Okay, so that is, alhamdulillah, good practice. I'm going to ask again if there's people who like to participate before we finish off this activity and move to Jumla Fi'liya in the verbal activity, inshallah ta'ala. If you're able to do so, that's great. And then we're going to start to, we'll read this together, inshallah. A few volunteers. Alhamdulillah, wa salim. Jazakallahu khairan.
Just go ahead. Is that what you're...
No. I'm just waiting for a few more people.
Oh, sorry. That's okay. My apologies.
I was telling the class in the morning that this is like a fundraiser. You know, I'm asking who wants to who wants to say, and I'm waiting for someone to unmute their mic.
We have to build a gym.
Yes, this is our pitch here.
It's for the kids.
Alhamdulillah. All right, we have a few alhamdulillah people with us now. Jazakumullah khairan. If you want like to join in as we are doing this. Khair and baraka. Okay, so please repeat after me. I'll say it first, and then you guys say it afterwards. Khalaqa.
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 Khalaqu.
Khalaqu. I feel like I'm the only one speaking.
It's okay. Khalaqat.
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 Khalaqata.
Khalaqna.
Khalaqna.
خلقت
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 خلقتما
خلقتما
خلقتم
خلقتم
خلقتي
خلقتي
خلقتن
خلقتن
خلقت
خلقت
خلقنا
خلقنا.
Fantastic. Jazakumullah khairan. As you can see, there is a qaf here. R3 is a qaf. And R3, qaf is one of the letters in tajweed of what's called the qalqala. So when you are stopping on it, qalaqna, it is a little bit of, it's almost like a half syllable more, slightly more work than saying something like alimna, alimta. But that's okay. Also, the kha comes from the throat. So if you have a sore throat, you'll be feeling it. Next one, sa'ala, all right? On three. One, two, three. Sa'ala.
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 Sa'alu.
Sa'alu.
Sa'alat.
Sa'alat.
Sa'alata.
Sa'alata.
Sa'alna.
Sa'alna.
Sa'alta.
Sa'altuma.
Sa'altuma.
Sa'altum.
Sa'altum.
Sa'alti.
Sa'alti.
Sa'altunna.
Sa'altunna.
Sa'altu.
Sa'altu.
Sa'alna.
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 MashaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan, everybody. That was awesome. Thank you very much. Inshallah ta'ala. We'll go back to now to the textbook. Just look at jumla fi'liya inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. I'm gonna mute everybody else if you're okay with that, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Sister Nadia makes a good observation, which is all visible attached pronouns have a haraka on them, but the hidden pronoun for she has a sukunata. That is correct, but there is, for example, like the wow as an example. right? Like that doesn't have like a haraka on it. But it is a good observation. Like most of them do have that, right? Most of them do have that. I don't know what happened here with my sword. Oh my goodness. All right, there we go. Okay, alhamdulillah, let me go back to where we were before. Okay. All right, now we are talking about jumla fi'liya. This is something I uploaded last night. There's some additions to the text, inshallah ta'ala, that is pertinent to jumla fi'liya. Okay, and let me clear out a little bit of this black boxes. All right, hold on. Stop the share and restart, inshallah. Okay, better now, inshallah. All right, perfect. Alhamdulillah. So there's something still wrong with my end. On my end, hold on. All right. All right, there we are. Bismillah, come on. Alhamdulillah. Okay, jumla fi'liya. Jumla fi'liya. What does that sound like? Like, what is that in your opinion? Like, if you were to guess, what does that refer to?
I found this on the web.
Oh, not really. I don't know why Google thinks I'm asked. I'm talking to it. Jumla fi'liya. Oh, I don't know how it seems like. Okay, Google, but whatever. All right. Jumla fi'liya is, as you're, I'm not Googling the answer. It just turned on by itself. I just thought I was talking to it. I don't know why. It is, jumla is a sentence, right? So this is it's a verbal sentence. Excellent. Verbal sentences. What does that mean? Like, you know, like if you want to like think about fi'liya, right? What is it going to have here? Okay, sentence that starts with a verb. Okay, sentence that starts with a verb slash fi'l, let's put fi'l. That is not always true, but mostly true. A sentence with an action, sentence with a fi'l. That's what it is. Okay? It's a sentence with a fi'l. That's a jumla fi'liya essentially. Okay? It's not a trick question, it was an easy question. It's a sentence that has a fi'l in it. Now, this is going to be a little bit of a, there's a lot of information coming now, okay? So just bear with me for a little bit until we get to a point where the information has, like, a part of it is now complete, sort of, okay? Here's the first part. Here's the first bit. Jumla fi'liya is a sentence that has three parts. It has three parts. Part number one is the fi'l. Part number one is the fi'l. That's the action. Okay. Part number two is the fa'il. That's the actor. The one or the thing doing the action. Part three is the maf'ul. Part three is the maf'ul, which is the acted upon. As you can see, like we have seen these terms before, acted upon, the actor. These are not like brand new terminology to us. Maf'ul, as you can also perhaps spot, is on the pattern of the acted upon pattern, right? Meem with the fatha followed by R1 with sukoon, R2 with dhamma, waw with sukoon, and then R3. Maf'ul, that's the pattern. And that's the pattern because the pattern literally speaks about the thing that is acted upon in the sentence. Now we're not going to look, now we're going to move away from looking at these words in boxes and now looking at these words how they come in sentences. And that's where all the fun happens. That's where all the meaning is created. That's where all the parts connect. So this is where really a lot of the good stuff is. Let's take an example because the example will make things a little easy. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. Let's look at where this example is from. Let's go to our the Quran. This is in the very beginning, at the very end of the second juz, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the army of Talut. Talut was a king and a prophet from Bani Israel. And he headed out into battle with against Jalut. Jalut is the Goliath. All right. وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ. When they came and they met Goliath and his warriors, they said, قَالُوا. As you can see, قَالُوا, the actor is well there. رَبَّنَا, our Lord, أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. Bestow patience upon us. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. And make us stand firm. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And help us against those who deny the truth. It's a very beautiful dua, by the way. We should make it whenever we have the opportunity. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Okay? So this is the dua that they made. Then Allah says, فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And so by the command of God, they defeated them. They defeated them. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. And David killed Goliath. وَآتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ. And Allah gave him kingship. وَالْحِكْمَةَ. And wisdom. وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ. And imparted to him the knowledge of whatever he wanted. وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضُ. And had it not been for God's repelling some people by the means of others, the earth would have been filled with corruption. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. But Allah is bountiful to His creatures. Alright, so this is the ayah right here. This is the ayah that speaks about the وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. This is a pretty good example. As you can see, قَتَلَ here is the فِعْل. The فِعْل is قَتَلَ. Alright? قَتَلَ is the فِعْل. Then my فَاعِل is داود. He is the one who is the actor. He is the one who is doing the killing. And my maf'ul is Goliath, Jalut, the one who is acted upon. You know, the action of killing is acted upon him. He got killed. Okay, so that is the a simple example of a jumla fi'liya. Okay, was that the only jumla fi'liya in the ayat that we read? No, it is not. There are others as well. We will come to them soon, but we will peel the onion slowly but surely. All right? قَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. David killed Goliath. فِعِلْ, فَعِلْ, مَفْعُولِ. Those are the three parts of the jumla fi'liya. Okay? Let us look at some rules of jumla fi'liya, and then we will look at examples, inshallah. Okay? The rules are the fa'il is always marfu'. Okay? The fa'il is always marfu'. As you can see, Dawoodu is what? Marfu'. Correct? So Dawoodu is marfu'. That is the fa'il. The maf'ul is always mansub. The acted upon. The thing that the action was done to. The recipient of the action is always mansub. As you can see, Jaluta is mansub right there. If I was to zoom in here a little bit better, you can see, وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. David killed Goliath. That is mansub. All right. Now let's look at the other parts here. You always need a fi'il and a fa'il. The maf'ul is not always required. Let's come back to this one. This is a slightly more advanced point. You can only have one fa'il. You can have multiple maf'uls. Three, four, five, we will come back to, inshallah. Right? That is something we will return to after having seen some examples. Let's look at some examples to make the point clear. Okay? We saw an example of where the fa'il is Dawood. Okay? Let us take a look at Surah Al-Mulk. Okay? Alright. Here we are in Surah Al-Mulk. What does it say? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He is the one who created al-mawta wal-hayata. Let's take khalaq al-mawta here first. Okay, and let's paste it over here. All right, khalaq al-mawta. Is there a fi'il here? Very good. The fi'il is khalaq. Excellent. Jazakallahu khairan. I will write that fi'il here right now. خَلَقَ. We've seen that fi'il before. He created. Okay. What is my fa'il? What is the fa'il? Is there a pronoun that comes with the fi'il? There's a pronoun that comes with the fi'il, right? Excellent. What is that? That is the hidden pronoun he. Yes or no? Hidden pronoun, he. All right. Do I have an ism in this sentence that is mansub? Yes, al-mauta. That will be my maf'ul. Al-maut. Al-mauta. Correct? So my fa'il is khalaqa. My fa'il is the hidden pronoun he. And my maf'ul is mawta. What do I translate this as? The translation would be? Would be what, people? He created death. In fact, in the ayah, the sentence continues. He created death and... he created death and... Al-hayata and life. Correct? This is a connector wow, right? This is a connector wow. Why is a connector wow? Because as you can see, it connects the status, mauta and hayata. It also connects the meaning. The meaning is connected, right? He created death and he created life. Yes or no? So that's something for you to just note there. Before, perhaps we saw this as just a connector wow. But now you can see that the reason why it's mansub is because al-mauta is maf'ul, and then this is connected to al-mauta, so it will take the same status as al-mauta. A question about definite. Yes, al-mauta is definite. Likewise, al-hayata is definite. Right? But we don't translate it as the death and the life. Sometimes the, or sometimes al has a slightly different meaning. The best example of it is alhamdulillah, right? We don't translate it as the praise is for Allah, right? All encompassing praise, all praise. Al-maut here also is, I believe what they call in our, it's called the igraq al-jins, including like the whole category, but I don't know if that's the al that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended here or not. I would have to check a book of tafsir for that, but it seems like it. That would be my educated guess. It's a different type of al. This is a slightly more advanced topic, and that's why sometimes the translation will reflect an absence of da. However, it is still definite. Al-mauta. It is still definite. Al-Hayat. All right? Make sense, inshallah? In the previous example, we had two fi'il then. Previous example, Sushanatiya, meaning what? Good question by Sushanatiya, and I was hoping someone's going to ask that. All right, he created death. Now, why, here's the question, why did we not translate وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ as he killed David Goliath? Or maybe why did we not translate? Did we not translate he, David, killed Goliath? In other words, what happened to the hidden pronoun he in the first example? Right? Excellent question. Hold on to that question for a second. Let me actually type this here. Perhaps I'll copy paste it. It'll make it easy for me. All right. Look at this. I just copy pasted this one here. Qatala Daudu Jalut. Okay. Now, here is the thing that we have to keep in mind. So we're going to talk about this when we come to outside door, by the way. Okay, that's something we're going to talk about today, inshallah. But here is the simple answer right now. If there is no ism that is marfu' after the fi'l, then what is going to be my fa'il? My fa'il is the pronoun of the fi'l. Okay? Let's see if this point stands to the scrutiny. Okay? As you can see, khalaqa, maybe I'll split the view so you can see it better. Maybe expand this view, split there. Okay? Let's look at this for a second. All right? This is an important thing that we're going to discuss, mention now, discuss towards the end of class a lot more. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ. Is there any ism here after the fi'l that is marfu'? No ism. Okay? So then the fa'il is going to be what? The pronoun, right? The pronoun of the fi'l. In qatala Daudu Jaluta, what is the pronoun of this fi'l, qatala? The pronoun of the fi'l qatala is, the pronoun, hidden pronoun he, right? Hidden pronoun he, just like alima, just like khalaqa, just like sa'ala, qatala is hidden pronoun he. All right. But we won't say that's the fa'il, because there is an ism, Daudu, that is marfu', and it comes after the fa'il. Okay? We will say this Daudu has taken the place of he. Right? What we will say is Daud. We will say David has taken the place of hidden pronoun he. All right, so what ended up happening is like this: he killed Goliath, the he will become, you know, we'll do like a little strike through here, and it becomes David killed Goliath. All right, that is what ended up happening in the first example, or this example that we looked at. But don't you worry. This is just the start for this. We're going to do this in a lot more detail towards the end of the class. Right now, like I told you, this one is like a chicken and egg type of thing. Both of these things will come together. We'll look at it one piece, then we'll look at the next piece, then we'll come back to the first piece, and eventually the whole puzzle will be complete, inshallah. But is this so far okay? Are you able to get this one so far so good? If you don't, you can message me privately, say, I don't get it. And then no one will see it, right? I'll see it only. And that's the beauty. You can do that always, and you know, inshallah, it'll be easy for me to know who's going through what. Okay. It seems you're using hidden pronoun he and thou at the same time. Correct. It seems like that way, right? But here is the thing that we are going to establish as a point for ourselves. The point here is if there is no ism that is marfu after the fa'il, the fa'il is the pronoun of the fa'il. Okay? And otherwise, the ism that is marfu, that will be the fa'il. But also, if you give me a few more examples, if you let me give a few more examples, it will become clear, inshallah. Is that okay? Inshallah. All right, let's go to Surah Asr. Surah Asr is wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Where is it, Surah Asr? Right there. Inshallah. I think, Brother Salim, the question will be answered very shortly, inshallah. Let's look at this one. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. All right. Let us look at this ayah right here. Okay. What is my ayah? I have except alladhina amanu. Is amanu a fi'il? Amanu is a amanu. Amanu is in fact a fi'il. You might remember it. This was family four. Way back when we did family four, mashallah, in the previous decade. And we did Amanu, family four, or Amana, right? That is when we spoke a little bit about this. It is in fact a fi'il, okay? If you look at Amanu, right, like over here, okay? And if I was to perhaps split the view again. If I go up to this table, right, where would... Where would Amanu fit? Which pronoun? Right? Amanu would be right here. Amanu would be right here. Yes or no? They believed. What's the he version of it? That will be Amana. Very nice. Amana. Right? Look. R3 is Noon. R3 is Noon. Does it have a Fatha? Yes. That's the pattern. What comes before R3? Irrelevant. R3 has a Fatha. R3 has a Fatha. R3 has a Fatha. That's what matters for us right now. Look at... the pattern for they. R3 has a Dhamma. R3 Dhamma. R3 Dhamma. R3 has a Dhamma. Whatever comes before it, irrelevant. Followed by Waw with a Sukoon. Exactly what we have. Alif of protection. It is they. They. Alright, translate Amanu for me, please, if you can. It will be translated as believe or... I switched the order a little bit. Let's do the fi'il first, shall we? The fi'il. What's the fi'il here? Sorry. The fi'il is... You're right. Those who tried the answers, you're correct. The fi'il is... Amana. Correct? The fi'il is... Amana. I'm going to write the fi'il in the base version, the he pronoun version. Okay, my fa'il. Let me remove the split. My fa'il is what? What's my fa'il, people? The fa'il is waw with the sukoon, right? Yes or no? Waw with the sukoon. Go up here. As you can see, my fa'il, my actor, my fa'il is waw with the sukoon, just like in alimu, just like in khalaqu, just like in sa'alu. MashaAllah, you're all amazed. I see so many people typing wow, W-O-W. Jazakallah khair. I'm very flattered by that. That is as a good dad joke, right? all right. What is the meaning of this? Amanu, they believed, as you had correctly said. They believed. Yes? As you can see, the wow represents they, right? The wow represents they. That is the fa'il, and when it's translated as they believed. As you can see here, this is an example where you don't need a maf'ul. The whole sentence is complete. They believed. That's it. The sentence itself is complete. Just having, this is an observation we can make, just a fi'il and a fa'il make a complete jumla fi'liya. Okay, that's an observation we can make. A fi'il and a fa'il will make a complete jumla fi'liya. The fa'il here is the pronoun waw, and it represents they. Okay, let's continue looking at this for a little bit. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ Wa means and. I will copy عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ here. Okay, is there a fi'il here, people? Fi'il is what? Very nice. Many of you are correctly saying, identifying it. All right. Let us split the view for a second. And I go back up to my table. Okay. And if I was to add in this table another column, another column here, and I was to merge these cells, make this whole table nicely centered. Okay. So, عَمِلُ in عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, where would it go? It would go with they, right? Correct? عَمِلُ, yes or no? Right? What is the he version of it? عَمِلَ, عَمِلَ. And you can do the whole table afterwards if you want. That's not our interest right now. But at least you can notice that amilu is they. Okay. Now, fa'il. This is the notation. This is how we write it. When we analyze, we need to follow like certain notations, like certain standards. And the way we do it is we write the fa'il as. Always write the fa'il in the he pronoun version. Okay, that's how we will go. We'll do it, inshallah. Okay, that's how it's done in the books of grammar, and that's how we'll do it as well. Okay, amilu salihat. Is there a fa'il here? It has to be a fa'il, right? There has to be a fa'il. Let's look at the fa'il. Or let's look for the fa'il. The fa'il here is, again, mashallah, you guys are really impressed. I'm so glad. Wow. And what does it represent? It represents they, right? It represents they. Okay, very nice. MashaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay. The word as-salihat, is there a ism in this is there an ism in our sentence here that is mansoob? That is mansoob. All right. Let's take a trip down memory lane all the way to last year. In fact, last decade. Remember this? Feminine plural. I know. No one's laughing, but I still... Al-Muslimatu, Al-Muslimata, Al-Muslimati, Al-Muslimatani, Al-Muslimataini, Al-Muslimatani, Al-Muslimataini, for both of them. Al-Muslimatu, Al-Muslimati. Is that very similar to what As-Salihati looks like? People? In fact, it is. This is what? What's the status of As-Salihat? It is mansoob. It is mansoob. Very good. So we said this is maf'ool. Maf'ool, and it is as-salihati. As-salihati. That is mansoob. عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Try to translate this for me, people. Amilu. Amilu. They do or did, right? I guess they do is okay, right? As-salihat. What is as-salihat? The righteous deeds, the good deeds. Salihat, as you can see here, is they do good deeds. As-salihati. Now, here is the thing here. They did the good deeds. Excellent. As-salihat is a very nice plural. It's the plural of the word, if I was to put salihat here, amilu means to do, yes. Amila means he did. Amilu, they did. They did. If I was to put as-salihati here, as-salihatu, I would have the singular feminine version, as-salihatu, like that. As-salihatu, as-salihata, as-salihati. Huh? That is an interesting Quranic expression where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a feminine word to represent good deeds, and then uses the plural of that very frequently in the Quran. Have you heard this expression in the Quran, like wa'amilu salihat, besides Surah Asr and other places? Right? It comes in quite a few places. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. That is something that comes in quite a few places. Alright? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way of showing that الصالحات, the plural, the feminine plural of this word, it represents good deeds of a number of kinds and categories. It's not just one good deed done again and again, or if one category of good deeds done again and again. As-salihat actually is a variety of good deeds. Good deeds that are ritual worship. Good deeds that are helping people. Good deeds that are learning the deen. Good deeds that are taking care of family, keeping family ties, providing for family. All of these things come under as-salihati. As-salihat. That's something that Ibn Ashur and other Mufassirun mentioned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala references this frequently, that the people who believe, amanu, their iman, they believed, and then their iman led them to do good deeds, but not just good deeds of one type, good deeds of many types. Subhanallah. Okay? وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. There's a question from Sister Umm Maryam. How do we know it's not majroor? For it to be majroor, you have to have either a harf jar before it, right? Or it has to be mudaf ilayhi. That's really the two things that makes it majroor. There's the qasam, etc. But the qasam is not going to come in the middle of the sentence, right? There is no harf jar, there is no mudaf. The majroor part is eliminated. Then it is mansub just by default. But also you can think of it that amilu, they do. The question is, what do they do? Right? And the answer to that is as-salihat. So that's what got acted on. Right? The good deeds got acted upon, and that is the idea behind maf'ul bihi. The good deeds got acted upon. That's the idea behind maf'ul, that it is the thing that gets done. Alright? I'm sorry, I assumed that people we covered amilu before, or amila before. Amila means to do, that is correct. Also, sister, one of the sisters asked a question, I think Sister Nadia asked, Jumla Fili has three components, so why don't we have a maf'ul anymore? Okay, very good. Excellent question. Here is the rule of Jumla Fi'liya, right, that I mentioned but did not really spend time on. This, the fi'l and fa'il, you always need. Okay, you always need the action and the actor. But the acted upon is not always required. How do we know that? That depends on the meaning. Okay, belief is one of the words that doesn't require it. But amilu is a type of a word that requires it. It's purely usage and vocabulary. There is no other, like there's no like rule that we're following, or there's no formula for it. It's just usage. Okay, that's all right. So far, so good, people. Are you starting to see how you have a fi'il, fa'il, and maf'ul? Okay, let's see some more examples, inshallah. Okay, let's see this example. Qala Allahu. Qala is a very important fi'il. Okay, this comes in many parts of the Quran. The one part that it comes, that is quite nice. Let's go to that part, inshallah. Is right here. All right, you see that? Qala Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus the son of Mary said, O God, our Lord, send down, anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama, send down for us a table spread with food from heaven. تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا, so that it may be a feast for us, for the first of us and the last of us. وَآيَةً مِنْكَ, and a sign from you. وَارْزُقْنَا, and provide us, or provide for us, give us sustenance. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ, you are the best of sustainers. قَالَ اللَّهُ, Allah said. قَالَ اللَّهُ, Allah said. Let's look at this ayah for a second here, shall we? All right. قال الله. The word قال is the most frequently used word, the most frequently used fi'il in the Quran. Okay? The most frequently used fi'il in the all of Quran is قال. Okay? I want you to see, this is a tangent, not the main point of the lesson, but we need to talk about قال because it's so frequent in the Quran. Okay? And we can't wait until steps 3 to do that. All right, let me add one more column here. Why can't I add a column? Column, yay. All right. People, are you with me? All right, alhamdulillah. Okay. Qala, if I write it like this. Here. Qala. What would it mean? He said. Qala here means he said. Yes or no? Is there something different you notice between qala and amila, for example? What's the difference? Harakat missing. Excellent. Well done, Sister Umariam. Harakat missing. What else? Alif in the middle implies fatha. No haraka on R2. Excellent. All right. You all noticed it. You notice that the alif, there's an alif here. There's an alif here. This alif is not R2. R2 is actually another letter. R2 is actually wow. And this is one of those fi'l. It's called irregular fi'l. It's one of its root letters. These irregular fi'ls, they're called irregular because one of the three roots often goes missing. But it's there. Okay. Now, that is an advanced topic. We're not going to talk about that right now. Like I said, R3 is lam, correct? We all agree on that? R3 is lam. Okay. Does lam have a fatha? Yes. What comes before it is not our concern. Qala, he said. How would I say they said? Qalu, right? Qalu. They said, again, I would have R3 with dhamma, followed by waw with sukun. Right? That is qala. What else is there? Like, we can say they both said, we can do that as well. That would be qala. Qala. Check this out. Do you see this word? We saw that before, but I don't think we paid that much attention to it. You see that? What does it say? It says qala.
Qala.
You see that? They both said. That's Adam and Hawa. All right. Qala. Then we have qalu. How would I say she? Qalat. And then qala. Okay, let's leave the rest for now because the rest is where it gets crazy. But qalata, until that point we can do it. Until that point, we're okay. That is qala for you. He said, they both said, they said, she said, they both female said. Okay, now let's come back to this one. Okay, and I am going to now. Let's type the fi'l. The fi'l is it is qala. Okay. What is the fa'il? What is the fa'il, people? Hidden pronoun he. Okay. That is a good, that's a good one. Okay. But now let us look at something. I'm going to scroll down here. Okay, if there is no ism that is marfu' after the fa'il is the pronoun of the fa'il. Okay, is there an ism after this word qala that is marfu'? Yes, that would be the word Allah. Okay, so the word Allahu, Allahu. And what will end up happening is the following. The word Allahu will replace the hidden pronoun he and become your fa'il. What, folks, would then the translation be of this? What would it be? Allah said. Allah said. Does that make sense, inshallah? That's our fa'il and fa'il. Notice again, there is no what? There is no maf'ul. No R2, that's also good. But no maf'ul, right? Maf'ul is actually missing from here. So you would say maf'ul is not applicable. We don't need that. All right. I'm going to show you one more example of an interesting fa'il and maf'ul. Remember, we've seen this. The fa'il is always marfu', right? Allahu, we see example of that. Maf'ul is always mansub. Qatala Dawoodu Jaluta. Wa'amilu salihati. Yes? Check. Rules. We're going through the rules, checking them off. You always need a fi'l and fa'il. The maf'ul is not always required. Amanu, maf'ul not required. Qalallahu, maf'ul not required. Yes? Now we're going to look at only one fa'il but multiple maf'uls. That is what we're going to look at now. Okay? This is the ayah that we're looking at. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. Any guesses what surah that is from? That is from Surah An-Naba. Excellent. Ahsantum. Well done. Alhamdulillah. When one of my sister-in-laws was having a child, my daughter was like, let's name her Layla Libasa. You can't name a child Layla Libasa. It's like Layla, that name is different. That's, a name of a person. A Layl is night. So, alhamdulillah, that child did not get named Layla Libasa. But here is the ayah. Okay? All right. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. What? All right. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. All right. I have the fi'il. I have ja'alna, correct? What is the fi'il? What is the fi'il, people? The fi'il is excellent. Ja'alna, if you're saying you're fine, you're right. But again, we're writing it in the he version. What's the he version, Brother Musa, of ja'alna? Just ja'ala, right? Just ja'ala. Correct? Ahsant. Well done. Barakallahu fik. What is my fa'il? My fa'il is zana, right? The fa'il is dana, and it represents what? What's the pronoun? We, thank you. Alhamdulillah. Is there an ism that is mansub? Yes. That will be, well, you have two, right? Al-layl and libasan. In fact, what you have is the following. You have Al-layla is maf'ul bihi number one. Maf'ul number one. And libasan is maf'ul number full number two. Again, look, our rule is maf'ul is mansub. Okay? Maf'ul is mansub. Is a layla mansub? Is that? Yes. Is libasan mansub? Yes. Alhamdulillah. Now, what does two maf'ools mean? Okay. What does the word ja'ala mean? Remember ja'ala? What does it mean? Made, right? Okay. Now, translate this for me, please. Wa and ja'alna. We made. Excellent. Jazakumullah khairan. Al-layla. Al-layla. The night. Libasan. Libas. As clothing, as a cover. Very nice. Jazakumullah khair. Okay. As a cover. Now, the maf'ool two here, you have two maf'ools, that is largely determined by the meaning of the fi'l. That is determined by the meaning of the fi'l itself, not by anything else. We made the night as a cover. Two things got acted on. The night and what? A cover, right? Both of them, the night got made into a cover. You see that? That is the idea, and Allah is the one who's doing it. He made the night into a cover. That's why you have two maf'uls. This idea of maf'ul, the number of it, is purely by the meaning and by the usage. Okay? Is that part okay, inshallah? If you want, I can show you one more example of this, of the same fi'l. Okay? Are we doing on time? We are cutting it close, but sure, we have one more time for one extra example. Ah, look at this ayah. All right, look at this. جعل الله الكعبة البيت الحرام قياما للناس. You see that? The same idea. جعل فعل. Hidden pronoun. He. الله is your فاعل. Right? مرفوع. Takes the place of the hidden pronoun. الكعبة is your مفعول number one. Ignore for a minute البيت الحرام because we haven't covered that yet. But الكعبة is your مفعول one. We made the كعبة into a what? قياماً للناس, a support for people, right? Made the Kaaba into a support for people. You see this? Very similar. Made the night as a cover. The Kaaba as a support. You get the idea there, people? Of how you can have two maf'uls? Yes or no? Manu'ud na'at is there. It's a separate thing. But this is not manu'ud na'at. This is two things. The night is being made into a cover. The Kaaba is being made into a support. That idea. Huh? This is a new concept, Sister Umar. You know, you can't right away do it. But inshallah, once you've done practice, you will be able to do it yourself. Okay? Once we see enough examples, you'll be rolling, inshallah. Are there really two maf'ools as opposed to one maf'ool that is being described? In fact, in ja'ala, you do have two maf'ools, Mala Salim. Ja'ala is to make something into something. Make something into something. That idea is why we have two maf'ools. If I actually show you something in Hanswere, maybe that will make things a little clearer. Hope I don't run out of time here, but I'll do it because I think it's a good point to discussion, of discussion. Okay. Let's see. You see that? To make, and then you have ha ha. You see the ha, ha, right? Ha and ha. That ha-ha is referring to two maf'uls. Make something a rule. Make something into a principle. Or someone into a leader. Huh? You see that? Or someone into a king. So, made the Kaaba a means of support for people. The night a covering. You see that? There's two maf'uls. In the dictionary too, they specify that. Is that point a little bit clear? Trust me, the best way to do it is see examples. Make A into B. Right? Alright, alhamdulillah. Let us look at the types of fa'il, and inshallah with that we will conclude tonight's class. The fa'il, as we have seen, can either be the fi'il's pronoun. Okay? It can either be the pronoun of the fi'il, like for example, the na, that's the visible one, or if it's a hidden pronoun, like khalaqa. See, khalaqa, hidden pronoun, he is the fi'il. Or it is a visible pronoun, like a waw. The fa'il can be a pronoun. Okay? The fa'il can also be an outside fa'il. What on earth is an outside fa'il? An outside fa'il is something. It's an ism, right? Let me try this. The outside fa'il, this should be typed here. The outside fa'il is an ism that is marfu', that is the actor of the fi'il. That's the actor of the fi'il. Now, for the outside fa'il, the following conditions must be met. Let me also put this here, inshallah, okay? The outside fa'il. And I'm going to make this into heading number 2. All right. It's an ism that is marfu'. It's a ism that is marfu'. Perhaps let's call it a ism in status marfu'. That is the actor of the fi'il. Okay. And what we will say is that it must have these conditions that it meets. Okay? It must meet the condition that the outside fa'il must come after the fi'il. Not necessarily right after, but after, generally. It must be marfu'. It must be what? Marfu'. And the fi'il's pronoun must be hidden pronoun he or she. This is why when you're making that distinction between hidden and visible pronoun, this is one of the reasons why the grammarians of the past made that distinction. Okay? Because for a outside fa'il, you need this. Let's take some examples. Let's look at the examples that we already had before. Okay? Let's look at the example of qala Allahu. Don't worry about Salim. They'll become just like, they'll become part of you, inshallah. I'm listing them here, but examples is how we'll get it. Okay? This is a serious point. Examples, like remember this, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَامِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. These are examples like cheat codes. You remember them in your mind, and when you're kind of like, I don't know what the rule is, you remember the example. قَالَ اللَّهُ. Okay, great, alhamdulillah. Alright? What is the rule here? قَالَ is your fi'il. Okay? Alright. Does the word Allahu come after qala? Yes or no? All right. Check. Is the word Allahu marfu'? Yes or no? All right. Check. Is the hidden pronoun for the fi'il he or she? For qala. Yes, it is he. Check. That will be all three things, and that's why it takes the place. Huh? When that happens, The outside fa'il. Let's actually put this here. When these conditions are met, the outside fa'il takes the place of the fa'il's pronoun. That's what it does. Just like here, it takes the place of the hidden pronoun he, the word Allah. Okay, let's look at the word qatala Dawoodu Jaluta. Again, is Dawoodu correct? Dawoodu, is this Dawoodu after the fa'il? Alright, check. Is it marfu'? Check. Is the fa'il, the pronoun of the fa'il, is it a hidden pronoun he? It is a hidden pronoun he. Check. In that case, Dawoodu takes the place of the hidden pronoun he. In the previous word, Allah is the outside fa'il. Correct. Alhamdulillah. That is absolutely correct. It takes the place of the hidden pronoun he. I'm going to put this note here as well in our notes here. The outside fa'il is an ism, status marfu, that is the actor of the fa'il. When the conditions are met, the outside fa'il takes the place of the fa'il's pronoun. Okay? All right. So that is, folks, our example. I'm going to stop here because the examples afterwards are... we're going to take them up on Monday, inshallah, and on the tutorial we'll have some time to practice. It is an obvious thing, but I'm trying to write this out here, Brother Salim, so that it's kind of like training your... it's kind of like breaking down the process of identifying it, okay? Breaking down the process of how to identify it. Not necessarily... rules, but more like this is what happens, and that's when this is a outside fa'il. Okay. All right. So let us just do one last thing before we call it a night, inshallah. Let us try to say he knew. How do we say he knew? Do you guys know? Pun not intended. Alima. Very good. All right. How would I say Muhammad knew? How would I say that? I start with fa'il. Alima. Okay? I need he. Now, I need Muhammad. Muhammadun. Ah, see? Look at that. Outside fa'il. Sorry, outside fa'il must come after the fa'il. Muhammadun comes after alima. Muhammadun is marfu'. The hidden pronoun is in alima is he. You see? That is how it works. Don't you worry, we'll do more examples inshallah ta'ala. Today we covered, alhamdulillah, introduced to Jumla Fi'liya, the nuances in Jumla Fi'liya, the outside fa'il. Our study of outside fa'il is not complete, by the way, because as you see, I have all these examples for you. We haven't gone through them. Okay? When we do that, that's when, inshallah, it will make sense. Okay? Why Muhammadun? It's marfu', right? And the word Muhammad always has dhamma. Remember? It has Muhammadun, it's always dhamma. Yeah? Okay. We covered outside fa'il, we covered jumla isfa'liya, and alhamdulillah, we practiced before that, in the very beginning, our conjugation. Alhamdulillah. I hope that you come to the tutorial on Saturday. That is when we will be doing a whole bunch of practice. Okay? a whole bunch of practice, inshallah ta'ala, of this conjugation business and also of this jumla fi'liya business, inshallah. And then on Monday, I will show you plenty more examples of the outside fa'il and the maf'ul and whatnot. Okay, inshallah. This, once we do it, we'll take a moment afterwards to spend some time with the Quran, and then you start to see it in practice. Right now, it's a lot of theory, but like I told you, it's like a chicken or egg problem. I have to like put all this together, all of it right now in front of you. So then when we start applying and seeing its implementation, it's a lot easier for us, inshallah. Sounds good? Alhamdulillah, jazakallahu khairan. I'll see you all bi-idhnillahi ta'ala on Saturday, and then inshallah I'll see you all on Monday. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk wa iyyakum. Jazakallahu khairan as well to you all for coming and participating and being such a great class. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.